Good evening. This is Ifia Wangaza, Chair of the National Affiliates Task Force for the Pacifica National Board, calling to order the September 10th, 2009 meeting of the Affiliates Task Force. If we might have the Secretary to take note of the persons present at this meeting.
Okay. Who do we have here from KPFA? Is Chandra Hopman here on the call?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Thank you. Anyone else from KPFA? Anyone from KPFK? Alan Minsky, Jan Goodman? WBAI? Bajra, Nia, Carolyn, Sean? Okay, KPFT, we have Teresa Allen, we have George Ryder, we have Deb Shapto. Deb, you're not a member of the local station board anymore. Do you? Are you just attending as like a guest today, or did you want to have the LSB or the task force vote you on as like an active member of this group?
I'm just a listener.
Okay, just a listener. Okay. And Alonzo Brown?
Yes.
WPFW? Okay. Mm-hmm. Dina Colbert is excused. Is David Beaton here? Afia Wangaza?
Yes.
David and Afia, okay. Ursula Rudenberg?
Yes.
Okay, is Rip Robbins on? Marianne Knosser or Brian Sherman?
Brian, this is Brian. I'm here.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, everybody.
Okay. Is there anyone else on the call that I'm unaware of? All right. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. I did not receive any additional items other than a call from LaVarne expressing an interest in participating in tonight's meeting. So, as the notice indicated, noted her intention to appear. John is at the moment attempting to reach her by phone to see if she's still going to be available. Were there any other items that or issues that folk wanted to add to tonight's agenda?
Yeah, this is Ursula. I don't know whether you want me to do this during the coordinator's report or as an item. But I was thinking at least a brief discussion about potential formats for inviting board members to the Houston meeting. This would be the meeting to do that.
Inviting potential candidates, affiliate candidates to the PNV meeting?
No, I was under the impression that there was still the desire to invite some regional affiliates to present at the board meeting in Houston. So I'm acting on that. If that's no longer on the table, that's fine, too.
No, that's a continuing invitation. I don't see any reason why not to make it a part of your report, and we can discuss it at that time unless...
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. Are there any other items that...
We do have, under old business, as we agreed at our last meeting, the report on the PNB / affiliate communication.
Okay. Would that, can that be a part of the discussion about invitees to the... upcoming board meeting?
Well, I think it's going to be more inclusive than that. I sent it out. Granted, it went out about an hour ago, and it's just the minutes of that meeting. There's no resolution, although a resolution could come from it. We agreed that would be under old business.
Okay. Then we need to make sure that we, in fact, get to it. So, that is the only outstanding item that we have beyond the chair and the coordinator's report. Is that correct?
I'm sorry. What was your question, Madam Chair?
That's the only outstanding item.
I believe
that
so.
We have. Is that correct?
I believe so.
Okay. I just want to make sure that we don't wind up missing it.
In fact, maybe, Madam Chair, it would be best if we discuss any invitation for affiliates to attend the PNB meeting in Houston. Maybe it would be best if we discuss that as new business after the report.
But unless there's an objection, I would agree with that.
We also do need to discuss, when we discuss the next meeting, you might want to be thinking about this, because the next meeting is scheduled for, would ordinarily be scheduled for like October 8th, which is the date that the PNB directors will be in Houston. And I don't know whether you want to have the meeting, a telephone conference, the day that a lot of people will be in transit.
Yeah, that's not practical. Well,
did we agree that we're going to discuss it?
If you would remind us at the time that we discuss the next meeting date, that would be helpful.
Okay. So did we just agree that the issue of inviting affiliates to the PNB meeting in Houston would be discussed under new business?
There were no objections.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so I'll wait for... I won't include it in the coordinator's report then.
Okay. I'll move that.
Okay, I thought you had something different. I don't know. I mean, I'm getting confused now. I thought you had something specifically that you wanted to talk about, Ursula. Is it, in fact, the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so then would you, Madam Secretary, just read back the agenda as it has been modified, please?
Roll call, approval of agenda, approval of minutes, and we have two sets of minutes that I've sent out, one from July 9th and one from August 13th. I've sent them out twice. Report from the chair. Report from the affiliate coordinator, old business, which includes a report on a subcommittee which met, new business, and setting the next meeting and adjourning.
Okay. So can we approve the agenda as it's been amended? Or do we have any objections to approving the agenda as it's just been amended? Hearing no objections, then we will consider the agenda approved and proceed to approval of the minutes. And they are the minutes for
July 9th and August 13th.
Do we have any questions, comments, or additions regarding the minutes of July 9th and August 13th? Are there any objections to approving the minutes of July 9th and August 13th as the minutes? hearing no objection, then I will take that as having approved the minutes as submitted by the secretary. And I want to thank you, Teresa, for moving ahead with getting them done and out and no longer waiting for me to send you the board report, which was delayed since the end of it, what has not been, was ad-libbed at the board meeting, and I needed to be able to put the additional pieces in there, which everyone should have at this point. They were distributed both on the affiliates list and the GRC list. I also want to thank John Arnala for getting us on the stream this evening and his continuous support and assistance, especially his assistance in calling various members and reminding us of tonight's meeting. Okay, the next item is the chair's report, I believe. I'm not sure that I don't have a prepared report for tonight's meeting. I, like others, have been focusing on P&V issues, particularly around the taking advantage of the Al Jazeera English opportunity, and so we're still in the process of investigating that, and ultimately a report will be made to the P&B, which will then come back to the task force. So as that's where the only thing that I would have to report at this point, and that's still in process. That being the case, I would defer. Okay. Go ahead.
The only thing that you have to report is that
the Al Jazeera English, the opportunity of broadcasting Al Jazeera English, is being investigated by a subcommittee of the P&B. And as it matures, then, and the board takes action on it, then I will be prepared to make a report to the task force regarding it.
Okay.
Okay. So, that being the case, I would then pass the floor to Ursula for the coordinator's report.
Okay. Well, most of my time is spent these days just dealing with contracts. So it's just between now and October 1st, it's the main work is just solidifying the contracts. And probably will not be able to give a conclusive report until October, since everybody kind of waits till the last minute to confirm things. So that's in motion. We finally got a confirmation from CKUT, which is the radio station in Montreal at McGill College. They did call me this month and confirmed that they are going to affiliate with Pacifica. And,
that's CKUT in Montreal. Congratulations,
yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah, that's great. And that's they were also the hosts of the conference in summer, and so that was kind of an opportunity to reconnect with them. They're a really great station. They're highly functional and ambitious and just really do great stuff. So they'll be a great addition to the network. I did have the opportunity to meet with Lavarne this week, and
who?
We had a Lavarne, the CFO.
Oh, okay.
And since she's in New York, and we did have our budget meeting, which, first of all, I just want to publicly thank her for, because she actually met with me, which is a precedent. It's my first year that the CFO has sat down and actually met with me to talk about the budget. And, you know, we discussed the budget that I've posted on Listserv and sent everybody. And it'll be pretty close to that. I think there were a few minor adjustments that are going to happen. But I would say it's pretty close to what we have proposed in the budget. And another thing I think was very positive was that I think we're turning the dialogue from talking about Pacifica supporting the affiliates program, which has always been a myth, really. A misrepresentation, to really turning the dialogue to an understanding that the affiliate program supports itself and provides money to Pacifica. So when we're talking about budgets, we're really talking about how much the program gives to Pacifica out of its income. And we agreed that we would, in terms of required, paying our share to Pacifica, we would follow, it's close, very close to the stations, and I just rounded it off at 19%, I mean at 20%. I think that's about what the stations pay to Central Services. So just kind of set that as as the standard requirement that the affiliates program give to Central Services to help pay for, you know, services. And then what that does is it acknowledges that everything else that goes to Pacifica above and beyond is really income that is being provided to the network through the program. And so I really was very appreciative that I was able to have that kind of a discussion with LaVarne. We also had a brief discussion about the portal project that I've been trying to develop, which is essentially a process of developing PacificaNetwork.org into a portal that could really provide a lot of different services network-wide. In a very diversified format. So we had a good talk about that and tentatively talked about maybe dedicating some money to that to help it start. And then the last thing I wanted to say was that we kind of had another precedent last night. We got a lot of requests coming in yesterday morning from around the country from affiliates asking that Pacifica provide the Obama healthcare speech, which was not something we had been planning to do, but we managed to get it together and deliver an exemplary presentation last night that Mitch Jeserich hosted of the speech and an analysis, and really a brilliant production thrown together. And really wanted to thank John and Mitch and Michael Yoshida for that. And also Grace, because she really supported it and allocated the funds for it. And it's really, I think it's a precedent that the affiliates have requested a program, and Pacifica has, provided.
So it was more than just the speech. It was actually some sort of moderated commentary or analysis by Mitch Jeserich.
Yeah, Mitch did a really remarkable thing. He went into the studio all by himself. He produced, he engineered, he hosted, he managed the phones, he edited clips, he provided analysis.
This is LaVarne Williams. Sorry.
He did every single thing by himself. I have no idea how one person can do all that simultaneously. And it sounded fabulous. We've gotten feedback that it's one of the best specials people have gotten in years. So he just really demonstrated what one person can do. It was very good. He had John Nichols, I think. Is that right, John? It was John Nichols as a guest on afterwards to provide analysis. And that's...
Yes, it was John. John Nichols.
But it was a precedent that I really appreciated that... Grace supported that a request was made and Pacifica was able to respond and provide something that they hadn't been expecting to. So that's the end of my report.
Did you all have a sense of how many people or how many stations picked it up?
I don't know because I don't have access to the internet anymore. When Pete used to be here, I used to be able to look at it. I didn't get a report from John or Otis about, I don't know, I think John Otis has the reports to how many people picked it up online. I do know that some of the major stations took it, like KGNU and WMNF and KVMR. Some of the big stations took it. KZFR in California, Robert Weider took it in St. Louis. I mean, I got the feedback that a number of people were taking it. Honestly, that's as far as I got in terms of information.
Okay, but it's possible that that there is a record of participation.
Well, there's a record of who went on, of who got it online. Because, you know, when people take it from AudioPort via the Internet, we can see who's logged on or how many people have logged on. The satellite, there's no way of knowing. You just don't know.
I think LaVarne came on the call.
Yeah, I'm here. Hi.
Oh, great.
Hi, LaVarne.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Wonderful. Okay.
I can't stay on very long because I was a little busy last night.
Uh-huh. Well, we're glad to have you for however long we can have you.
Okay, thank you.
You had mentioned some observations that you had made about how you thought the affiliates and the sister stations might interface, and so I wanted to take advantage of that. Ursula was just giving her report on discussions that you all had had with regard to the budget.
Okay, great.
So I was anxious to make sure that we got your input on your observations. So I don't know if we need to modify the agenda to do that. How soon will you need to get off?
I didn't get home until like almost probably 2:30 this morning.
Oh,
so,
boy.
And we had an LSB meeting here at WBAI. I don't know if anyone heard about it, but it was challenging. The EMTs, fire, and police were all here, and then we had to do a little mop up, and we've been responding to. Some of the issues. Hi there. Today, so I just wanted to be as if I could just deliver my little brief idea. I went to you. That's basically what I wanted to do, and apologize for not being able to be on the call longer.
No apologies necessary. Is there any objection to us breaking the changing the agenda to allow LaVarne to proceed, and then we can continue as we previously agreed. Okay. Please, go ahead, LaVarne.
All right. Thank you. I just want to say that, I had a really good discussion with Ursula on the budget, and that, the plan is to put the show affiliates as separate, and then it will fall into the total national office, but there will be a separate budget for the affiliates. But what I had sort of mentioned before in talks with Ursula about, and I had spoken about this, I think, briefly with Athea, is that as Ursula works with the affiliates, and particularly the startup of affiliate stations, that I think that we should continue that relationship where a concept sort of like maybe the stations within the network would like adopt an affiliate and work with an affiliate, although we all have like challenged resources, but we can, but through the experience here at WBAI, where the staff from KPFK has really helped a lot and done major work in terms of projects that we have that have allowed us to enjoy the success that we currently have, that each one of the stations should perhaps adopt an affiliate for a year to help in terms of fundraising, maybe send their engineers there for a period of time to just check the resources to make sure that everything is operating correctly, or if there are any opportunities they can look at or develop to help the affiliates in terms of raising funds, or just in terms of the state of their equipment, or, you know, as any type of help that we can give. But so to show the affiliates that we're not there, that we are a foundation, we are a network, and our plan is not just to strengthen our affiliates as well as to strengthen the stations within the network. And that's basically it. And I think that what we'll do is kind of on the budget is to show that as an opportunity for the network and for our stations to help the affiliates in terms of, again, you know, maintaining the relationship, helping with the fundraising, you know, stations who are really good with menses and they're sending out lists, you know, there has to be an agreement among everyone, but that, you know, there has to be honesty and integrity, but we can, like, send, you know, fundraising appeals out to far the affiliates, perhaps, when we do direct mail campaigns, too. And although it won't be extremely expensive for the stations, but it will help to shore up in the long term our relationships with the affiliates. And that's basically the concept that I will be putting forward, and just wanted to get that to the affiliates committee in terms of, you know, any discussion on that.
So are you saying that you're going to propose this to the PNB?
Well, I will show this for the PNB, and I will show that as an opportunity to the budget, that this would be a concept that if the affiliates committee support it, that we could move ahead with that, and the stations who would like to do that would do it, and the stations who don't want to do it would not.
Actually, I would even, given that the level of development among the affiliates, like to see it open to include affiliates as well as the stations, the sister stations, so that a larger number of stations might be able to participate. And I think it's a fabulous idea, and it's certainly one that small station like my own would benefit from.
Yeah, because see, if you're in a closer geographic area, that would really help a lot more than a station that would be much further away.
Right.
Madam Chair, this is Teresa of Houston. I have proposed this already to my local station board, and I am looking forward to the interim CFO proposing this and talking about the possibility, because at the time their attitude was, well, we really need to concentrate more on getting our act in order. But I find that when you help someone else, I think we would be, our station would be amazed at what some of these smaller stations are doing with what resources they have. And it's always a learning experience for both of them. We also have two people leaving next week, I believe, for New York City.
Yes.
We have a thriving, very healthy facilities committee here in Houston, and they are driving to WBAI, and they'll spend a week working in the station, and they intend to stop at some affiliates on the way. So this might be a way for us to select a station to adopt.
Yes.
Super. Super. Yeah. That's fabulous.
Can I just check something? When you're talking about, if we're talking about the potential of including other affiliates, which is kind of, you know, there are some of that going on now, but are we saying that we're not saying that there would be a budget for them as well, right? We would ask them to budget for that for themselves.
Well, what I'm asking now is that I'm not asking anyone to budget additional. Like the whole thing, like Teresa's saying, the affiliates, the the Facilities Committee for KPFT is going to come up and help us here at BAI. So in the same net with in the same vein as that, that you know, we could within our own meager resources, we could lend a hand at various times to the affiliates or affiliates. And the cross pollination or whatever that could be called, that is just super. Because again, the theme that we need to do is that, you know, we are a foundation, we are one network, and this network is not just the five stations, it includes the affiliates, and we want to show how what we can do as stations to not only talk that, but to show that that's what we really mean in our actions.
So what is the financial model for that?
In terms of how we would actually allocate
how people would get places and how they would live and things like that. Are you saying that they would go as volunteers?
Well, in terms of the way it has been done, my envision of specific things is like, for example, if one of our radio engineers went down to one of the affiliates, that's one of the startups, and that, yeah, in terms of their equipment, if there are questions or efficiencies, that what we would do, like as a station, is that we would somehow find that or try to raise some money to send that person there to stay for whatever period of time, you know, 2 to 3 days. And we would just find that as part of our budget and use that to do that. And, again, it goes back to the experience that we've had here at BAI, where KPFK sent people here in terms of the initial assessment and in terms of helping us with certain issues like our phone system, you know, changing that. So the model,
KPFK
again...
KPFK played for the plane fares and all that?
In most cases, yes, they did. Our WBAI. But exactly, you know, how you want to set it up, you know, you have to work with the affiliates to see what they need, and if they need the help, and then what resources the station has to supply that help. Mm-hmm. But you know, we can throw out. You know, I can just. In fact, I what I need to be doing is a journal of this whole BAI experience, especially after last night's LSD meeting, and just show exactly how we can do things in terms of how it has helped to really. Bring WBAI back to a position where the staff is like really, they feel the momentum.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Laverne.
Oh, you're welcome. Any other questions?
Yeah, Laverne. This is George.
Yes. Hi, George.
Who at the station would be responsible for providing what's needed for an affiliate station or what's possible, deciding what's possible to provide?
Well, I think the general manager, but the general manager can try to form a committee, perhaps at the station, which would include both staff and LSB members or even CAB members. I'm not sure. We have to look at the bylaws in terms of their participation on committees like that. To actually, to plan something like that and to work with the affiliates but on an initial basis, it would be the general manager's responsibility because the general manager has responsibility for the budget and the resources, so that person will know how much he or she has to actually finance that type of operation.
And what kind of a line item would it come out of? I mean, if you take the how do you budget that? What's the...
Well, the way I would actually budget is that, as most people budget, there are certain line items where you might have expenses that you're not really based on a run rate, but due to some event or due to some efficiency, like what we're trying to do is one efficiency we're trying to implement throughout the network are these intermediary expenses, discounting fees that go with credit card payments during the fund drive. So there's perhaps an opportunity in this discounting fee, but, you know, we can't really take that out right now because we don't have a plan yet to change it, but we see a possibility of some improvement on that of, you know, hopefully 50%, but we don't know for sure. So those line items where we're looking at a run rate based on our experience, but we're working with a group to actually reduce that run rate and reduce those costs. And then that would free. So then you would have a budget available because you have a new concrete plan to actually where the expenses will not be as great. So if you look at those line items, that's where you would actually find money to do that type of thing. And that's just one line item that I know that there will perhaps be an opportunity for funds.
Are there any other questions?
Let me just ask. Well, never mind.
Well, if that's so, I'll head off the call and head home.
thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, and I will. Hopefully, I can be on there longer the next time. Good night, everyone.
Thank you.
Good night,
okay,
Laura.
Thanks. And continued good luck. Wow. So could we agree on the concept and have a subcommittee that would work with LaVarne to come up with the specific details?
I think we probably should. I must admit, I have to listen to the minutes again because when I imagine us working with a sister, working with an affiliate, I imagine it like a sister city program where individuals take initiative to reach out. I did not imagine it affecting the station's budgets much. Maybe issuing challenges when you took pledges, for example, pledge this amount and asking them, would you give another $10 to such and such a station, which is starting up and blah, blah, blah. But, yes, and if we want to move forward, I would be happy to, participate on a subcommittee.
Do we have any objections to the concept?
Well, I'd like to. This is David. I'd like to see it in writing. I support what I've heard, but I'd like to see it written down.
Okay, is that written down in a la the details, or is that written down as it relates to the concept?
As it relates to the concept, because I think we can help flush out the details.
And also the rationale.
Yep.
Well, I'm willing to work on the committee. I mean, I was assuming I'd have to talk to LaVarne about it more anyway. So.
And I'd be happy to work on the committee.
Okay.
So, it sounds like we've embraced a concept a sister station concept, the details to be established and fleshed out. Is that accurate?
No.
What would be more accurate?
I'm not sure Sister Station describes exactly what LaVarne was saying. I think she was proposing that ways be explored for people from Pacifica stations and around Pacifica Network find ways to bring their skills and, you know, support for other kinds of resources to startup stations and stations that are looking for development. whatever form that seems to take and whatever financial model seems feasible. That's what I heard. That it was kind of a, going to help each other
out. I'm sorry. I use sister station, which in this context has a specific meaning other than, when I use it, I was thinking in the sense of sister cities concept, which I think somebody did use this evening. So when I said,
think she was talking more about support teams.
Well, she had a specific term that she used to describe it. Does anyone recall what it was?
I'd have to listen to the minutes again.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I think we ought to just, if we have volunteers to be on this subcommittee, then let's pick the subcommittee and move on, and the subcommittee can come back to the affiliates next month. And are you suggesting that you want to have the affiliates task force stamp of approval on this before the Houston meeting?
Exactly.
Ooh.
I think that we can agree, unless there's some objection, and that's what I'm asking, to the concept without commitment to details, even details as LaVarne described, which I think, as I think she indicated, are ideas more than specific.
I have no objection.
Okay. Does anyone else have any objection? Well, that there being no objection, then I will report to LaVarne and to the board that we support the concept and that we have put together a subcommittee of volunteers to work with her to develop a proposal laying out the details of
I have a suggestion for a detail. It sounds to me like something like a Craigslist for the affiliates and the stations circulated, I mean, just really for people who have people from there to have access to it, where one could put up what you needed and it would be circulated throughout the network and people could respond would be one piece that we might think of putting into it.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Put it on the Pacifica website, host it on the Pacifica website to sort of, as part of our contribution to it.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm confused, Madam Chair. Is that a formal resolution that we're approving, or is this just more dialogue or, just discussing that we just passed that we support the concept without objection? What exactly are we doing here? Are we approving? Are we getting another? Is this another resolution or what?
Put an idea out. You can do with it what you want.
It would be an item that would be listed among details, assuming that the subcommittee embraces. That would be a part of the resources available or embodied in the initiative. So, is that clear?
I'm going to have to go through the minutes again to hear it. I didn't hear that it's been approved, that it's anything formal. So,
he's offering it to the subcommittee to take up.
Okay, what I think we're on right now is trying to figure out who's on the subcommittee.
We have But the volunteers, again, identify themselves.
Ursula.
And Teresa.
And Dave.
And Ethea.
Okay.
Anybody else? Okay. And I would note that we will leave it open for anyone else, any of the Pacifica reps or affiliate reps who might want to join or to invite you to forward suggestions that might be considered in fleshing out the details. Okay, so if there's nothing further on that item, let's go back to Ursula, and I think, Ursula, you had a proposal for the Texas meeting.
Well, this is, I'm really looking for feedback here, particularly from the Texas folks, so Teresa.
Madam Chair, I thought we were going to discuss this after the report from the PNB.
Oh, right, yeah, this is new business.
I'm sorry, after the report from...
which met on September the 1st. And I must apologize. I'm looking here, and for some reason my computer did not send it. It's just been sitting in my outbox. And if I shut my computer down to send it to you, then I can't read it to you. So... do you want me to read it to you or not?
Would you read it?
Just a question. Are we finished with Ursula's report? Because I had a couple questions I wanted to ask.
Yes, I'm finished, George.
Okay, well, if George wants to ask his questions, I'll log off and log on and see if this thing will send.
Okay.
Okay.
So one question was, single-payer health demonstration in Washington about 6 weeks ago. It was covered by PFW. Was that picked up by any of the affiliates? Was there any procedure?
I don't think so.
Why not? What happened?
Well, George, one of the problems was that I don't think the general manager at WPFW was aware of how to really go through the steps that national programming requires. And WPFW does not have a tradition of doing national programs successfully. And I through email and verbally several times, asked him to call me to prepare. And I think that he was too new, and he kind of didn't get it. And so he did not really follow, nobody at WPFW followed the protocol that's really required to get a national program off the ground. Now, I also hear there were some very serious technical problems on the broadcast, so it was fortunate in a way that those problems didn't become everybody else's problems as well. But, you know, there is a national protocol for national programming. And, you know, those of us at national, we can ask people to work with us, but we can't force them to do it. Now, in his case, I think he just, you know, was too new, and he just, you know, kind of didn't get it. But, you know, there's all we can do is ask them to work with us.
Right. And the protocol is actually written down somewhere, or it's sort of...
It's written down. I mean, it is written down. He probably hasn't seen it. That's why I asked him to contact me so I could go through with him, and I sent him an email. And... you know, there is a little bit of a struggle for national employees to be, you know, stations have trouble getting us into their sites, you know. For reasons of their own. I mean, everybody's busy in their own world. But, you know, there is really a process required to get a program off the ground. But there really is a need to work with at WPFW to bring them up to speed for national programming.
Where is it written down, Ursula?
There, There is a wiki that was created called TechPort. I think it's called TechPort. This is where I'm going to need John's help. I don't remember the exact URL, but it's a Wikipedia that we created that basically outlines national protocol. But the thing is, you know, we are dealing with an organization that changes constantly, and so the most important thing is that, you know, people talk to us because we're constantly having to adjust to circumstances as they are in this organization. So, you know, structures come and go. And so, you know, really there's nothing to replace just talking to each other and just knowing that the national staff is here to assist you to make things work.
Actually, the more, given the number of the limited staff and the number of people who might be keen the information, it would seem that publication would be a more efficient and effective way. If you wouldn't mind sending out a notice of what the existing protocol is to certainly all of the affiliates, and a reminder to the sister stations, I would think that would be helpful for starters.
Well, that's all. I mean, I don't think there's any gain in sending it to the affiliates. To the sister star stations, that's certainly been done many times. We're just dealing with a really quickly changing cast of characters and cast of circumstances. And bottom line is, the way we still do business in this network, we have to talk to each other. There's no way around it.
Well, one doesn't preclude the other. Go ahead,
I'm
George.
Saying we have all these protocols have been sent out often.
Is John the person who would be more appropriate to send them out, or is that
no? John and
a
I
part
work
of your job description.
So, there is no job description for this. John and I fill in because there's no national program director.
Okay, so
this is not anybody's job description.
Are you willing to send them out, Ursula? Is the question.
To whom?
Send them out to the affiliates and to sister stations, just as a reminder.
And send it out to the people on the programming committee, the PNB programming committee.
Yeah, I'm not sure that it makes sense to send it to the affiliates. I'm certainly happy to do what I can. I will do what I can with that. You know, but I'll be very frank. I do not have any help here, and I'm dealing with 170 contracts right now. So I will do what I can, but the protocol is probably going to be outdated, and I still think, you know, the most efficient way right now for staff is to talk to each other. I'm happy to send out what exists right now, but I do not
have
time
to update
the protocol. I don't have time to update it, and I'm not sure.
No problem. Why don't we do this? I'll talk to John and Otis and see which one of them, for whom it might be more convenient. Did you have another question, George?
Well,
yeah.
I don't think that's really the best way to do this, quite frankly. Anyway, what's your next question?
Let's just finish that discussion then. So just what is the best way to do it?
This is John. If I can jump
in
here,
John,
for a second.
Please.
Yeah. Part of the problem is getting people to understand the protocols and to follow them. There's really kind of a compliance issue here. And just sending it to them, they'll say, oh, fine and good. And then it kind of shifts to them doing what they think they need to do rather than what we need them to do to fulfill some of the functions that need to be done for a good network or national broadcast.
Could you speak up, John?
Yeah, the problem is I've got the speaker in the other room because I didn't turn it down before I picked up the phone. Did everybody get that?
If you would repeat it, it would be helpful.
Well, it's part of the problem is compliance because people have an idea of what they want to do and don't actually follow all the steps that we've laid out, because it's somewhat time intensive to put a proposal together and make sure that you followed all the steps. You know, like a big thing is making sure that the broadcast starts when it's supposed to start, and we've had problems with that in the past. And it should end when it's supposed to end. You know, it doesn't end 3 minutes into the next hour. So these are the type of things, and I think Ursula is absolutely correct here, that talking to people, you get through better than if you send them something, you know, an email or send them something on paper where it doesn't really sink in.
Well, this is yeah. Georgie. I want to know what it is we're supposed to be doing, whether or not we're actually able to make it happen, and we could go from there to figure out how to make it happen when we need to. I mean,
I appreciate that, George.
Lack of information about what's supposed to be done.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I think that I don't think I really want at this moment to send out a protocol. I don't think it's a good way to proceed, and I don't think I will do that. But I do hear what you're saying, George, and I think that the best thing that we can do, you know, is for starters for the PNB to understand that national programming involves national staff and, you know, begins the dialogue there so that it can really be moved forward responsibly, and that, you know, when there is a discussion with a station like, you know, with WPFW, that the discussion not proceed before, you know, the national staff, I mean, in this case, myself and John, because we're the people held responsible right now or who do it, that they be brought in at the beginning of the conversation so that, you know, an assessment and a process can be started that's really, you know, in sync with what will really happen. And it really, I think part of what happened at WPFW was the whole discussion kind of happened somewhere else and never really found its home in the national staff. And I think it's just that simple, you know, that there's an understanding that there's a process that has to be initiated. Does that make sense to you?
It does, but I still want to know what the process is we're supposed to be initiating. I don't quite understand the reluctance to send it out unless it's so outdated that it's just wrong. But you know, when something comes up, we at least would have some idea in mind about what we're supposed to be doing in terms of creating national programming.
Can I respond to this?
Yeah, go ahead, Jeff.
Yes, please.
Every broadcast is different. You have to look at what the scope of the broadcast is. So things that may be appropriate for one broadcast are not appropriate for others. So it kind of is a process that matures as you start working with the producers to find out what the scope of the broadcast is, how many people they're going to have involved, what kind of budget they have, are they going to be taking, you know, are they going to be taking remote locations that are going to be part of the broadcast. All of this involves staff, time, and figuring out what you need to do to make it work or things fall apart.
Are those elements listed in the protocol that exist at this point in time?
Yes, they do. I mean, we can send you the protocols if you want. Maybe that's where we can do
it. We would appreciate that. That's all we're asking for.
Okay, so we'll send it.
Okay, but George, in terms of, you know, what to do, I guess what I'm asking is that what I'm asking you do is contact John and me before initiating the process with whoever it is that you want to do the program to make an assessment of whether, first of all, it's feasible, and second of all, what has to happen.
Right, and to
so
make
that
sure that
the contact happens. What happened here is the communication didn't occur.
So the GM at PFW wasn't engaged with you in the conversation on how to make this happen?
No, he never responded to any of my attempts to communicate with him.
He didn't get back to you at all?
No.
And part of the problem was that they didn't, there was no technician to connect to the satellite before the broadcast was to begin. So what happened was it just, there was nothing on the satellite for 20 minutes at the top of the show.